This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام وعلى أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, always and forever and in every situation and condition, we begin by praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send our greetings and love to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his spouse and pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, one of the functions of an imam, one of the things of an imam is that you are the cheapest form of therapy. And alhamdulillah, it's good that people still turn to the imam first. You're the first port of call whenever there's a problem. I mean, the only thing that imams don't get calls for is like, I'm stuck on the side of the road, Sheikh, can you help me change my tire? But imams get called for everything. My mother-in-law, my kids, my husband, my work, my job, everything. Alhamdulillah. And it's good because it shows that our community trusts that our ulama, our imams, have the best interests at hand and that the solutions lie in Islam. That Islam can help me solve my problems. But you also get to see the suffering that a lot of people go through, and the hardship. People are very, you know, they, subhanAllah, we see people, they smile, they work, they're okay on the outside, but they are crumbling on the inside. And as an imam, you see this. People ask you, desperate, desperate. And at times, the question that always comes up, why is this happening to me? What did I do that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is He punishing me? I'm not a bad person, I'm not a terrible person. Why is Allah making my life so miserable at work? My life so miserable at home? My marriage is falling apart? My kids, subhanAllah, so many parents crying over their kids. May Allah bless us with good kids, I mean. Health, sickness, parenting, death. And so why does Allah allow suffering? It was something we started last week, but we really do it this afternoon, inshaAllah. And today I want to talk about the reasons behind it and how you should, what you should do when you go through suffering and hardship. What it should go through your mind, and how do we move forward from that? I'm sure each and every one of you here, you have stress, you have worries, you have things that keep you up at night, some more than others, but subhanAllah, there's nobody that is without any stress. The first point is, remember that everything that you get, every situation is a test. All of us are going through a test from Allah. Sometimes the test seems nice, we like the test. We think it's a blessing, but it's a test. And sometimes we think this is a calamity, it's a musibah, it's a punishment from Allah, it's a curse from Allah, but it's a test. And Allah says in Surah Fajr, listen to the ayah, Allah says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ, as for mankind, إِذَا مَبَتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ, when his Lord tests him, فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ, by being generous and giving him more. What is the test here? You got the promotion. You say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allah must be very happy with me. Allah might, it's a test. It's not necessarily a blessing. It's a blessing, Alhamdulillah, you enjoy it. But Allah is saying, I'm testing you with this. You're going through an examination. And sadly, the tests of blessings are the ones we fail the most. The tests that make us happy are the ones that are the most dangerous ones. So Allah begins and says, as for mankind, I test him with generosity and blessings. And then he says, فَيَكُولُ رَبِّ أَكْرَمًا. Oh, my Lord is very good. Alhamdulillah, my Lord is nice. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّ, man, when we test him, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهَا, and I restrict his rizq. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, he says, oh, my Lord is bad. Then he becomes dissatisfied with Allah. Allah reminds you that everything in life, good or bad, there's no such thing as good or bad. It depends how you respond to it. It is a test from Allah. And everything, your raise, money going up, money going down, health, good health or sickness, life or death, a new child or janazah, all of it is an opportunity to attain Jannah. All of it is an opportunity to get closer to Allah. And Allah, because Allah says, He does not want you to worship Him situationally. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, there are some people, مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ, they worship Allah as if on an edge, they're on a balance, on a tip. They worship Allah situationally. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٍ, when goodness comes to him, اِطْمَأْنَا بِهِ, that he is happy with Allah. And then if the musibah comes to him, انْقَلَبُ عَلَىٰ وَجِهِ, he turns away. He turns away from Allah. He only wants to be pious when things are his way. He wants to worship Allah under His terms and conditions. Allah says, this is not iman. We submit to Allah and we love Allah and we thank Allah and we praise Allah. Whether things are fantastic, we're on holiday, or whether we are in misery, every time and every place we think, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah. So why does Allah willingly, knowingly put in our taqdeer hardship? Why is Allah giving me cancer? Why is Allah causing my rizq not to go forward? He's closing all the doors, subhanAllah. Why is Allah doing these things? There are certain calamities that Allah inflicts. Nothing happens without chance. Nothing happens without a reason. And there's a number of wisdoms behind the suffering. So as I mentioned, I begin by saying that there are two tests. Tests of blessings and tests of hardship. So we're going to talk about hardship. What does Allah, why does He send hardships? There are reasons. Number one, yes indeed, we need to reflect, when hardships come to us, it could be a punishment. It could be a result. We did something wrong, so Allah is sending a punishment. Allah says in the Quran, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. That evil, corruption, pollution, the earth is dying. Why? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Because of what you did. Allah is not saying, I don't even have to send the calamity. You are just reaping what you sowed. Because you do the evil, you do the wrong. I don't even have to send a punishment. I don't have to send an angel upon you. This is just the result of your the consequences of your actions. And then Allah says that He wants you, لِيُذِيقَهُمْ, that they may taste بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, a small portion. Allah says, I want you to taste a little bit of what you are doing, of the sinful lives you are leading. Why? To punish you, to hurt you, to get vengeance? No. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so they can come back to me. So even in the punishment in the dunya, the punishment itself in the dunya is a means to bring you back to Allah. It's a wake. Allah is throwing a stone at you. He said, hey, you can't continue like this. Now you might not like the stone, but you're driving off a cliff. That stone is bringing you back on track. So Allah, so sometimes, yes, if things are going bad in your life, in my life, I need to reflect. Perhaps I've hurt somebody, and that person's dua, that person's pain is coming back to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen, you need to make things right. Perhaps my money is haram. Perhaps I'm not performing my salah on time. All those kind of things. And that's why things are not going right in my life. So yes, we have to reflect on that. Sometimes, as we said, we have lived a negligent life. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy also, He sends hardships on the dunya to prevent the hardships in the akhirah. Allah says, we make them taste min al-adhab al-adna, the small adhab. And yeah, Allah uses the word adab. He's not using a word. It's not a test. It's not a struggle. It's an adab. It's a punishment. Allah says, I do punish people on the dunya. Why? Dun al adab al akbar. To avert the big adab. I don't want you to taste the big adab in the akhirah. So I give you some of the la'allahum, again, la'allahum yarji'un, so you can come back to me. Any punishment on the dunya. So not every calamity is a punishment. Understand that. Not every hardship is a punishment from Allah. Could be a test and could be a blessing even. But even those that are punishments, even if Allah is not happy with you and He punishes you in the dunya, it is actually a way to bring you back to Him and avoid the punishment in the akhirah. That is Allah's love for us. It could actually be that difficulty that you're going through is an act of kindness. It's actually a gift from Allah. How? SubhanAllah. We know in the story of Surah Kaf, Allah says, we know the story that Nabi Khidr killed a boy. He murdered a boy. Innocent boy playing on the beach. And Nabi Khidr alayhi salam grabs the boy and twists his neck, snaps his neck. Nabi Musa says, ya Allah, what did you just do? You just killed an innocent person. Then Khidr alayhi salam says to Nabi Musa, Amma al-ghulam, as for the boy, why I killed him? فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. His parents are pious people. We killed him because his parents are pious people. What? How does that make sense? فَخَشِينَا. So we feared. أَنْ يُرْهِقُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised that this boy is going to grow up to become an evil person. Not only so, not only evil in himself, he will abuse his parents and he will force them to become kufar. This child, there was something wrong with him. فَأَرَدْنَا, so Allah commanded me to kill him. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا, and his Lord, and their Lord, the parents, Allah wanted for them to change him. خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاتٍ وَأَقْرَبُ رُحْمًا, a better child. Now obviously for those parents, imagine that they have no clue their son went out, innocent 5-year-old boy goes out to play, some serial killer comes, snaps his neck, no one knows where the killer is. This is going to be a pain for the rest of their life, suffering for the rest of their life. Yes, Allah is going to give them another child. You'll never replace one with the other. But when they see at the end of the day, when you see all the pieces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the parents from becoming evil. Allah saved that innocent child from growing up to be that serial killer monster. that he was going to become. Allah saved him from being that. And Allah gave them a child as well. So all of this was actually a blessing. But you don't see the behind the scenes of Qadr. And what changed their Qadr here, important. This is the path they were on. But Allah says, because they were pious, I sent them this blessing, disguised as a hardship. But this was actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah saved their child. It could be that also, as I mentioned, Qadr, sometimes has nothing to do with you. Allah has a plan, and you can't avert that plan. Allah says, "Ma asaba min musibah," whatever calamity befalls you, fil ardi, what if in on the earth, whether an earthquake, or in yourself even in your own person, in your family, illa fi kitab min qabl an nabra'aha. It has been already decreed in a book long before you were even created. Anna dhalika ala Allah yaseer, and that's easy for Allah. So then Allah in the next ayah, Allah says, whatever befalls you on the dunya, whatever promotion you missed, whatever marriage failed, whatever sickness came to you, this was already decreed by Allah. And yes, it's a different discussion. Can we change the qadr of Allah? You can, through piety. Like we saw the parents, the good parents, Allah changed the decree that was meant for them. They were meant to have a terrible son grow up to be, you know, a Hitler. Allah changed that. But here Allah says, whatever calamity befalls you, this has been decreed. And then Allah says in the next ayah, لِكَيْلَا, I say this to you beautifully. Allah says, I'm telling you, why I tell you this? لِكَيْلَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you don't beat yourself up about what you've lost in this life. Don't blame yourself up and beat yourself up. I should have worked harder. If I only presented, if only I did this and that, I would have gotten it. It's got nothing to do with you. So don't feel too bad about the things that didn't materialize. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and don't feel too good about yourself when things go your way. It's not really about you. Allah gave you that blessing to come to you, irrespective. لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهِ, and Allah does not like those who are boastful. Sometimes, the hardship, the calamity you're going through, the career that is stuck, the marriage that is going through hardship, that car that is broke, that just had another puncture, whatever, might be the thing that Allah wants. It is the key that unlocks a door of great blessing. And we take this from the story of Nabi Musa in Surah Kaf as well. So we know Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Khidr were on a boat. The boat belonged to very poor people, and Khidr damages the boat alayhi salam, and then Nabi Musa says, how could you do this? I mean, you this pious, great man, Allah says, I must learn from you. The first thing you do is you vandalize the people's boat. What kind of man is this? He says, don't worry, be patient. I'll tell you what this is all about. Afterwards, we know that a king comes around and he steals. He nationalizes all the boats that's in the harbor. Takes all of them. And the only boat that's, he sees this small, tiny fishing boat of these poor people, but it's in the dock for repairs. I don't want that boat. Leave it. So the only boat that isn't being stolen by the king is this boat. When they repair it, they're the only fishing company in town. They become millionaires overnight. They did a good deed by bringing these two. They didn't know this is Nabi Musa and Nabi Khidr. They thought these are two poor people looking for a lift. They were themselves poor, but they said, look, we're poor, but we got a boat. They need it more than us, so they gave them a lift. They give these strangers a lift. These guys vandalize the boat. They must say, ya Allah, no good deed goes unpunished, ya Allah. What's going on? No good deed goes unrewarded. That should be said. Allah rewarded them with that hole, because that hole made them millionaires later on. So sometimes the hardship in your life, the difficulty, the setback, you needed to go a different direction, which was really unlocking that door. And you sometimes feel, but I'm doing right, I'm doing good, but I'm going backwards. Yes, Allah wants you. You have to first go in reverse to go where you need to get. And that is, subhanAllah, how you need to sometimes look at the calamities in our life, the hardships. It is Allah subhanAllah putting you on a different course because He loves you. And then we know sometimes this is a spiritual thing. Allah genuinely wants, He loves you and He wants to raise your status. We know many hadiths we speak about so many times that whatever happens, whatever hardship, no matter how big or small, the believer, Allah said, the Prophet says, the believer is not harmed even by a thorn or anything greater, even feeling frustrated on a Monday morning, grumpy for work. Think of the most trivial traffic, subhanAlhamdulillah. I hope, inshallah, we get a lot of rewards for the sitting in traffic, ya Allah. How much frustration. No matter how difficult, how small the frustration is, how annoying that email is, every single one of those things, Allah is counting and rewarding you, adding to your scales. In the dunya and the akhirah, Allah does not let your unhappiness go unaccounted for. And think about the mercy of Allah. He doesn't take anything from you when you're feeling happy. When you're in a good mood, when things are good, He doesn't take anything from you. But if your mood changed, not even by Him, you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you're feeling a little down, you must be rewarded for that. My creation should not go through a hardship without me compensating him. And so by that, Allah removes your sins and he raises your status. He elevates you through hardship. And the Nabi Sallam promises the believers, life is going to get difficult, subhanAllah. Trials will come to you before the believing man and the woman, in him himself, his life, his rizq, his children, subhanAllah. Allah is going to test you in everything and make it hard. And sometimes, how many people, subhanAllah, you get calls. Wallahi, you get these calls where people say, is it haram for me to make dua to die? Am I allowed to? I can't live anymore. My life is unbearable. Can I ask Allah, take my soul away? We shouldn't do that. Nabi Sallam was asked this question. We shouldn't do that unless it becomes so difficult. Then the most you can say is, ya Allah, decree what is best for me. If it's better for me to live, then allow me to live. And if it's better for me to die, then let me die. But do what is best. People go through such difficulties. And so when they ask, why is Allah doing this? Perhaps the reason is, as we said, Allah wants to sweeten you so that when you meet him, there is no sin on your account. And that's why people before they die, alhamdulillah, in the rahmah, Allah gives them a sick bed. Allah gives them aches and pains. Allah gives them the not so nice parts of your life for the last couple of chapters. People die. Allah grant our parents, children, long life. But you part with the people that you love. You're not able to work and do the things. Your faculties leave you. Why? So that Allah can purify you. That you leave all the sin behind in the dunya. And you meet Allah clean, pure. And you only have Jannah in the akhirah. You only have Jannah. SubhanAllah. And you know, subhanAllah, this is just a side note. And Allah knows best, to speak from my own hawaya. Especially COVID. Saw a lot of people pass away. And you know, I have a friend who runs a hospital. And it's amazing. Strange. You'd see people go through this terrible sickness. And they get to a point where they are like, they're going to die. And then, subhanAllah, they make a miraculous recovery for a day or so, and then they die. You know, they almost like have a second wind, and then they die. And Allah alam, but it could be that if Allah is purifying you through that sickness, the minute the sickness is done, the minute the sin is done, Allah doesn't put the sickness on you. Now the person needs to be good. Allah's not going to put you through suffering. And so you die actually without the sickness, without the pain, because there's no reason to put you through any more trial. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the reasons why he tests us is to strengthen our connection. This is the real blessing. A very simple test, as the ulama, this question is asked all the time. And the standard answer is, whatever Allah sends you of blessing, of hardship, of things of good or sadness, whatever he sends you, if it brings you closer to Allah, that is a blessing. And if that thing takes you away from Allah, then it is a musibah. Then it's actually a calamity. If that sickness brings you to the musalla, that was a gift from Allah. If that job, that raise, that increase took you away from the musalla, then that was actually a burden Allah has put on you. Allah says, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. That whatever hardship befalls you, and also in this ayah, whatever difficulty befalls you, none can, whatever hardship he puts on you, none can take it away except him. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And whatever good he gives you, he has power over all things. And so it is to remind yourself, everything comes from Allah. My calamity cannot be removed except with Allah. So when you understand that, when you sit there feeling depressed, when you sit there feeling poor, feeling lonely, you realize Allah is the only one that can solve this thing. So let me speak to him. Let me beg to him and return to him. And in that, Allah will remove the calamity if he so wishes, and you attain his relationship, taqwa. You got closer to him as well. Win-win. You got the dunya and the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, all of us, we love him. But there's very few people that attain the love of Allah. And you find it in the Quran. Allah only mentions very specific people that they attain the love of Allah. Yes, you can attain the reward of Allah. You can attain the Jannah of Allah. But the love is a higher level, much higher level. Many love Allah, but doesn't mean that everyone attains Allah's inner love. To get that, one of the roads to attain the love of Allah is sabr in musibah. It's sabr in musibah. You cannot get to a certain, you know, there are levels of status with Allah. You can only get so far through salah, only so far through charity. One of the steps on the ladder that to get to that ascend to that high level of love with Allah is sabr through musibah. Allah says, Alladhina. Allah talks about the pious people, the people that He loves. They are the ones, yunfikuna fis sarra'i wad darra. they continue to give charity. They continue to be uphold the ibadah in good times and bad times, in ease and in hardship. وَالْقَادِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they withhold their anger, their sorrow, their frustration. الْقَادِمِينَ, they smother it. Whatever's inside them of negativity, they don't give it off to all the world. Because I had a bad day, now all of you must have a bad day. Because I have a problem, I'm going to give a khutbah that you're all going to feel like you're going to Jahannam. No, you keep back. كَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. How many of us, subhanAllah, when we have frustrated in office, everyone knows, hey, Muhammad had a bad day. Hey, it's not in a good mood. No. The people that Allah loves, when they go through hardship, they withhold it inside themselves. وَالْعَافِينَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And they pardon when others are not at their best. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Allah says, I love these good people. That in hardships, they are patient. When things are bad, they don't lose themselves. And when other people lose themselves, they pardon them. This is one of the paths to attain Allah's love. And then lastly, subhanAllah, one of the reasons why Allah is testing you, and may Allah grant it, this is the reason, because He loves you. Because He loves you. Ya Allah, you love me, this is how you deal with me. Well, that is the way of the Anbiya. If you look at all the villains of the Quran, Fir'aun, Qarun, by the balance sheet of their life, they're having it all. You look at the Anbiya, by the balance sheet of their life, not a single, Nabi Musa and Khidr are begging for food. Subhanallah. Not even a rand in their pocket. How many of the Anbiya, not their parents, you know, they were orphans, their kids died, whatever it might be. Allah, we know from the hadith that the sunnah of the sunnah of Allah is that He places tests upon those who can carry it. Calamities will come. And therefore He looks at the hearts that are the most pure. And the people that are the real superheroes, the real heroes of this dunya. And He places it upon their shoulders because He knows they can carry it, because He loves them. The Prophet says, those who face the toughest and hardest tests of this dunya are the Anbiya, because they can manage it. And then the most pious people after them, and then lesser. And the lesser iman that people have, Allah puts less calamities, puts tests on them. Because He knows if they can't carry it, you can't be it. So the people of the strongest iman, like steel. What kind of steel holds up the skyscrapers? The most strong ones. The same with us. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. Now, I don't want you to say, my marriage is failing, everything's failing because Allah tests me, alhamdulillah. My wife left me, my friends don't talk to me, Allah loves me, that's why. Maybe it's a adab from Allah because of your sins. But for each and every one of us, we need to sit down and reflect. The hardships in our life, is this a test? Is this something I can control? Is this something I need to change? Is this something that Allah wants me to be aware of? Is this maybe something I just have to have sabr? I can't do anything, but it's a means for me to attain Jannah. And so Allah, and I end off with the ayah, Allah says that He will most certainly, the ayah that you've all heard so many times, وَلَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ, I will test all of you, some of you, min al-khawf. You will get, you will only feel, khawf meaning sad, insecure. Your test in life is you won't feel so good. That's for you. Some, وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, some with poverty. وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and some with loss of life, people that you love. وَالْثَمَرَاتِ, and the loss of children. That's obviously the biggest test, to lose a child. Allah protects on it. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, but give good news to the sabirin, the people of patience. أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, those who go through hardships, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. All of this was from Allah. He took it back. It belonged to Him, and He took it back. And ultimately, I will go back to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that our tests be a means by which we attain Allah's love and pleasure and Jannah. May Allah remove our hardships and may allow us to attain Jannah without going through difficulty. May Allah grant us, Rabbana atina, the best of the dunya and the best of the akhirah, and protect us from Jahannam. Ulaik alayhim salawat. Allah says to those people, when you have this mindset, when you go through a hardship and you're patient and you say, Inna lillahi, what do you get? Not just Jannah. This is perhaps something higher. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٍ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٍ. Allah says, I praise you. SubhanAllah. Allah praises those salawat. He sends salutations on that person. وَرَحْمَةٍ, and he gets the rahmah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and those are the people that are rightly guided. May Allah grant us to be amongst them. Ameen. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ سَيِّدْنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ السَّلَامُ مُرْسَلِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.